All right, two more at 5 shillings. That's all, thank you.
Longer before we get into the picture.
It won't be long now, Edie. We're nearly at the front of the queue.
I'm fed up.
Now, don't you fidget. There's a good girl.
Oh, good. Here comes the busker. Dear Mum, look at him.
What? Ah! Oh, Edie, turn your head round this minute. It's a positive disgrace. I've never seen anything like it in all my life. Don't you look here. It's horrible.
That was an excerpt from Nude with Violin. Yes, it's another in our series of A Play to Remember, which may also help you to forget the next half hour.
Meanwhile, for those with a strong disposition, here is a sort of radio show which is beyond our ken. Among those taking part are Abigail Drift and Cranston Sedgwick, who, of course, appear by kind permission of Thaxley Maltopop, Miss Tattered Trilby.
She's a bit old, eh?
To continue, Dame Eronwyn Thomas and her one-stringed harp. And, of course, Mr. Kenneth Horne, who prefers to remain anonymous. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Horne.
Hello, good ladies, evening and gentlemen. No, it's no good. I shall have to rehearse everything. Well, now, let me, as usual, tell you some of the things that have happened since last week. On Tuesday, I was on my way into town when a chap stopped me and asked for a lift. Well, unfortunately, I didn't have one on me. So I just pressed on and kept a luncheon appointment, which was with a well-known leather manufacturer. During lunch, I asked him if he exported any of his leather, and he replied,
"Oh, yes, my thong goes round the world."
Which actually wasn't bad for a tanner, really, was it? Well, I wouldn't have paid more for a joke like that. Anyhow, Wednesday, I attended the Old East Country Festival of Choir Tasting. It's quite novel, actually. You sit behind a screen in the local village hall and metaphorically taste the choir. Of course, it doesn't appeal to everybody, because it's a more or less an acquired taste. However, on Thursday, I was invited to a meeting of the Society for the Promotion of British Wines. The secretary, in his address, recommended an excellent and very reasonable red wine and summed up the feelings of all when he said,
"Buy British red wine, and to hell with Burgundy."
I might add that this particular wine society was formed by an ad hoc committee. But then again, I might not. Now then, where was I? Oh, yes, Friday. Well, I didn't have much on, so I got dressed. I went out for lunch, popped into a news theater, and got back home round about tea time.
Is that you, sir?
Yes, Prudence. Ah, I see. I'm just in time for tea.
Oh, I'm glad you're back, sir. The wireless has gone all peculiar. Listen, I'll turn it up a bit. See, that's all I've got out of it for the last 10 minutes. There's something wrong with it.
Oh, Prudence, don't be silly. Listen again. It's Frankie Howard.
Oh, yes. No, I just make some comfy. Ah, yes.
I'll switch it off and pour you some tea.
Good.
Had a good day, sir.
Well, I've only been to the news theatre. I saw a few cartoons and a couple of newsreels.
Have a good laugh.
Oh, yes, rather. They made me laugh all the time. And the cartoons were quite funny, too. I suppose you've been busy doing other rooms?
No, sir.
Doing the washing?
No, sir.
Mending?
No, sir.
Well, then, Prudence, you haven't.
Yes, sir, I'm afraid I have.
Well, not again, Prudence.
I'm afraid so, sir, yes.
But you're always at it.
I'm sorry, sir, I can't help it.
You just can't leave it alone, can you?
No, sir.
Well, Prudence, I think I'd have to get rid of the television.
Oh, no. Oh, no, don't do that, sir. They have such good old films on in the afternoon. Oh, you missed a lovely one today. Oh, it was real exciting. Would you like to hear all about it?
No, not really, no.
Good. Here's your tea. Now, listen. It was called Incident in Macau. You know, one of these adventure stories set in a port of mystery and intrigue.
I know, international crooks. Sinister police chief, knives being thrown in dark alleyways.
Oh, then you've seen it, sir.
No, they're all the same, Prudence. Go on.
Oh, well, the hero. Oh, he was nice. Yes, he was. He was tall and broad-shouldered, a cigarette hanging from his lips, you know, drooping eyelids.
Well, perhaps the smoke was getting in his eyes.
Don't interrupt, sir. Now, what else? Oh, yes. He wore an old school tie, and he had a carnation in his buttonhole.
You can tell I'm going to play that part, can't you?
Anyway, the old thing started with a map of China, and then there was this exciting music.
Its seething millions, explosive, dangerous Macau, where thieves, murderers, and smugglers combine to make this a truly picturesque oriental port. Macau, hot spot of the East. Macau!
Now get on with it.
Macau. Watch it, Mac. Our story starts when a young Englishman sailed into this teeming port and stepped ashore.
Couldn't you get any nearer?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Cartwright. Here, grab my hand.
Right.
Oh. There we are, sir.
Well, so this is Macau.
Did you see that, sir? He got a knife in his back.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am sorry you have to witness this rather unpleasant scene. I am the commissioner of police, and that was Hu Yuetan Tu Long.
Well, what had he done, commissioner?
He parked his rickshaw in the pink zone. Now, please, your passports, gentlemen. Thank you.
Well, I'm Hugh Cartwright, and this is my colleague, Chalky Simpson.
Mr. Cartwright, your passport photo is a little unusual. Why are you surrounded by a fishing net, a basket, oyster shells, and a bunch of grapes?
Well, he was an imaginative photographer, that's all. Quite a famous chap, actually. Well, well, perhaps not, no.
Tell me, what is the purpose of your visit?
You mean to say you haven't heard of Hugh Cartwright? Author of such bestsellers as Blonde Mean Business, Murder in Mink, and Lady Please Turn Round?
I see. You are in search of background material. Then I suggest you stay at the Hotel Peking. There is always something of interest going on there.
Peking.
Yes, there's quite a bit of that as well. Mr. Cartwright, I wish you a pleasant stay in Macau.
Yeah, thank you. Well, now, Chalky. Chalky. Oh, there you are. Chalky, you'll stay on the boat and look after things. And look after things. I'll get down to the hotel now. Rickshaw!
Here we are. The Hotel Peking. $2, please. Very quick, eh?
Yes, yes, very quick. But shouldn't you have pulled me?
Sorry, no understand.
Oh, never mind, never mind. Excuse me. Excuse me, please.
Yeah?
Could you tell me where manager is? The manager.
Yes, old boy, he's over there.
Thank you. Are you the manager?
Yes. Quang Chao Wong, greeting.
I'd like a room, please.
Room, certainly. We will send things up. You're just in time for lunch and cabaret.
Cabaret lunch, eh?
Yes, very good singer, this lady here.
Good heavens, it's Pratt Lancaster. Pat, what on earth are you doing in Macau?
Appearing in the new English musical out here. It's called The World of Susan Fothergill.
Yes, of course.
I should have known, shouldn't I? And you're also in cabaret. Well, go ahead and sing, Pat.
It's a wonderful night for love, mystery and adventure. Something out of the ordinary really ought to happen tonight. It's a dynamite night for love, mystery and adventure. We can do our investigating while there's not a soul inside. Desperados love a quiet round about 12 o'clock. And if there's action, we might spy it from a secret nook on the ferry boat dock. It's a wonderful night for love, mystery and adventure. There'll be thrills and excitement with a jack-o'-lantern moon above. Desperados love a quiet round about 12 o'clock. And if there's action, we might spy it from a secret nook on the ferry boat dock. Love, mystery, and adventure. There'll be thrills and excitement with a jack-o'-lantern moon above. But if we can't find the mystery and adventure, it's still a wonderful, wonderful night. It's a wonderful, wonderful night for love.
Jolly nice, Pat. Oh, what a charming girl she is.
Yes, Confucius, he says.
Yes, we all know the things he says, yes.
Now, what about food?
I'll have chop suey.
No chop suey.
What?
Here in China, we would not touch it.
No.
Not for all the tea in Whitehall. But, Mr., may I suggest chuan chu fu ling nam?
What's that?
Black beans on toast.
Oh, all right, yes, all right. On TV, on TV. And, well, hello.
Oh, I'm sorry, I have to sit here quickly. There's a reason. They're all after me.
Yes, I'm not surprised.
No, you don't understand. I know too much.
No wonder they're all after you. Who are you?
My name is Fu Chang Hai Shan Tang Ming Quan Ti. But you can call me by my first name.
Well, that's a relief, isn't it? What is it?
Yan Shang Li Ting Sing King Wing Fu Fan Yakutuma Pu Li Chan.
Yes, I'm human. Now, tell me why you're being chased.
Have you ever heard of the Chuan Wong Tong? No, I didn't think you had. Well, it's a... Oh, I can't stay anymore now. I'm being watched. I shall have to go. Meet me tonight at Kowloon Fing. That's a Chinese laundrette.
Laundrette, eh?
Yes. Things ain't what they used to be here either. Goodbye.
And with that, she left the table. 100 questions went through my mind. What was I becoming involved in? What was the Chuan Wong Tong? Where was the Kowloon Fing? I decided to go up to my room. I opened the door, and there, stretched out across the bed, was... an eiderdown. I unpacked my things, went over to the wardrobe door, and opened it. Good heavens, who are you?
I haven't got much time. You must help me. Here, take this packet and... They've got me.
No, well, just a minute. What shall I do with this packet?
I can't tell you.
Well, perhaps it's just as well. This is terrible. Mr. Wong.
Yes? What is it?
There's a dead body in here.
Oh, apologies. Loom should have been cleaned out, Blobby.
Well, don't just stand there. Do something. Send for the police.
That won't be necessary. I will take charge. Now, open up that packet or I will be forced to use this gun.
All right, Wong. Good heavens, it's China tea.
Let me see. Yes, played by Lus Conway. But wait, what's on the other side? Ah, just as I thought. Secrets of the Chuan Wong Tong, the names and facts of this notorious smuggling organization. full evidence of the clerk's murderers and cut loads that is revealed for the first time. With music and lyrics by Lionel Bart.
I see it all now. You are the Wong in Guan Wong Tong.
Collect, but I am not the leader. That is the mysterious Mr. Fu. I shall take you to him now, and then we shall decide what to do with you. Come on, move!
I was taken to an evil-smelling waterfront warehouse. Inside, groups of shifty-looking men sat drinking and playing cards in the smoke-filled room. It looked like a coffee break with a variety orchestra. And there, also captive, was the Chinese girl.
So they've got you too, Hugh.
Yes, Mr.
Again, Shaolin Ting Ting.
Yes, of course, thank you. Yes, I forgot your name.
All right, you two, over here. Members of the Chang Wong Tong, please to stand for our dishonorable leader, the mysterious Mr. Fu.
Good afternoon, everyone.
You are Mr. Fu?
Yes, I am. It's not my real name, of course.
No, I don't think it could be. What is your real name?
Mr. Wong.
You too, eh?
So you found out about these Chang Wong Tong, have you?
Yes, but I still don't know what it's all about.
Well, we're smugglers, you see. Every day, a boat leaves Macau, and they search it from top to bottom. But, they never find nothing.
Why? What are you smuggling?
Boats.
Chinese boats?
Chinese boats, yes. It's a load of old junk, really.
Yes, but we can't have a good scoop of everything.
Well, Mr. Fu, what shall we do with the prisoners?
Let's see now. What torches have we got? There's the boiling oil and the rack. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sure you'd like the feather torture, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, we'd be tickled to death.
No, please, Mr. Fu, I can't bear it. Don't torture us.
You went right off, didn't you? I know, it's rotten in it. I'm a bit of a devil, you know. I
know. Come along! Come along, we are wasting time. I suggest we...
All right, everyone. Stay where you are.
Thank heavens, the police.
Well, Mr. Cartwright, we meet again.
But how did you know we were here?
Through me, Hugh. Tell it to me, in Interpol.
Well, Mr. Pooh, you eluded me for a long time, but I have got you at last.
Well, go on then, arrest yourself.
Come along. Come along, fool.
Oh, no, stop messing about.
No, come on. Here, let go. No, here, let go.
Well, goodbye, Hugh. Sally Tremaine is off on another job.
After that, I made my way back to the boat and told Chalky Simpson all of that.
What a story.
And both Wongs are now in prison.
It's absolutely incredible.
Yes, it is, but there's something even more incredible.
What's that, sir?
Getting through a Chinese sketch without doing that old joke about two Wongs don't make a right. To another mysterious organization, a group of song smugglers who go under the name of the Fraser Hayes Four.
Woke last night to hear a shout, hey, Lily, Lily, low. Looked around, find a woman to stop, hey, Lily, Lily, low. The hardest thing in the world today, hey, Lily, Lily, low. Keep those gambling men away, hey, Lily. Hey, Lily, Lily, Lily. Hey, Lily, Lily, Lily. Hey, Lily, Lily, Lily. Hey, Lily, Lily, Lily.
third of the Kenneth Horn documentary feature, Hornorama. Yes, once again, Kenneth Horn and his team of investigators bring you a factual report on topics of immediate interest. And this week we present a close-up on hobbies, games and pastimes, including some of the lesser-known sports.
Such as Amelia Winhardy. Well, now, first of all, let's talk to the man in the street. You, sir, how do you spend your leisure hours?
In the countryside. I love the fresh air pursuits. Shooting, hunting, fishing, all those sorts of sports. I spend most of my spare time down in Sussex. Simply splendid, such soundless solitude. There's nothing so soothing as a stroll in the sun with the soft breezes soaking through the trees.
Soaking?
Soaking, yes. It's a Scottish expression.
Yes, it would be.
Soft breezes soaking through the trees and the tantalizing smell of fresh country air.
You go down to Sussex often, then?
Oh, yes. But not so much recently. You see, for the past few weeks, the countryside has been out of water.
Oh, what a shame. And, were you there when the flooding came?
Yes. I'm afraid I started it.
Oh, yes, he would, wouldn't he? Ah, now, here's a lady. Madam, do you indulge in any hobbies?
Oh, yes, indeed I do, yes. I have two, you see.
Two?
Yes, knitting and swimming.
And you really enjoy them both?
Oh, yes, I do very much indeed, yes. Mind you, sometimes the wool gets a bit soggy.
Yes, I suppose it would. And here's a very interesting old gentleman. Now, sir, I believe you are something of a campanologist.
A what?
Something of a campanologist.
No, not me. You know. No, you see, I'm a bell ringer. Yes, that's what I am.
I see. Well, now, have you been bell ringing for long?
No, yes. Oh, my. Every week. I bring the bells, St.
Ninian's.
I've been doing it for 45 years. Now,
45 years?
45 years.
Oh. Yes, well, that's wonderful, sir. Yes. Wonderful. Yes. Have you any interesting experiences to tell us?
Yes, that's true. I have an interesting experience. I got me foot caught in the rope, you see. And of course, I went up with the bell.
Oh dear, yes. What actually happened?
Now I got told off.
Well, now, let us consider some of the many pastimes and sports which help to brighten the leisure hours. One of the most widely popular pastimes which the British indulge in is football pools. Every week, people all over the country try to forecast these results with the ever-burning hope that one day this might happen.
Albion Rovers 2, Sunderland 2.
I've done it! Bertie?
Yes, sir?
I've won the football pools, Bert. You realise what that means? 8 doors on a coupon and I've got them all. We must win at least, what, £75,000. Oh, go and tell your mum, quick. Oh, I'm so happy I can shout the top of my voice.
Hey, mum.
Yes, dear?
Dad's in an awfully good mood. Now's the time to tell him you forgot to post his coupon.
Finally, let us turn to those who prefer to spend their leisure time in the great outdoors. What better way of touring the beautiful English countryside than by caravan?
Oh, hey, Andrews. Isn't it romantic having our own little home with us wherever we go?
Yes, darling, it is. Oh,
Oh, it's the tenth time in a week I've bumped me head on this thing.
Now, don't get cross, my darling.
Well,
I know it has its little inconveniences. But just think, no bother about hotels. We can just stop where we like and set up our house.
And I know all that, just silly old faggot.
Yeah, Ambrose, you must stop grumbling, darling. We'll never be able to see so much of the countryside without our caravan. Now, would we?
No, I suppose not, but Felicity...
Yes, Ambrose?
I made the tea. You can take your harness off now.
Be another Horner Armor next week when the subject will be radio engineering. Is it a sound job? Also in next week's program, we shall be hearing the music from the Cornish Landladies Operatic Society production of The Pirates of Penzance. And there'll be an excerpt from the new Saroyan play, which deals with Jane Mansfield's life story called The Highest Jumper of Them All. So until next week, then, this is Kenneth Horne saying goodbye for now and leaving you with this thought from a listener. Does a schoolmaster ever get the wrong end of the stick? Good night.
You have either been listening to or have just missed Beyond Our Ken, a sort of recorded radio show which gave employment to Kenneth Horne, and also to Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddock, Betty Marsden, Bill Pertwee, Pat Lancaster, the Fraser Hayes Corps, and the BBC Variety Orchestra conducted by Paul Fennelly. Script, believe it or not, was written, and letters of complaint should be sent to Eric Merritt. However, the onus must inevitably fall on our producer, Jake Brown.